Everybody, welcome to the show today. In October of 2015, I came across a breathing technique called the Wim Hof Method that upon trying it for the first time, I started to do this every single day since then. Now, looking back on really my entire life, I don't think that there is anything that I have ever learned about and tried one time and continued to try it every single day after that. The reason that I did it with this particular breathing technique is because I felt an effect from it immediately. I liked it for a number of reasons, and so I kept doing it. And when I continued to do it, I started to see benefits, unexpected benefits, really. Benefits in performance, athletic performance. Benefits in thought clarity, benefits in health, like in my immune system. I haven't been sick since October 2015 when I first started this. I have avoided the flu and all kinds of other stuff that have come through the house, and I just simply haven't gotten it. Maybe it's lucky. Maybe it's because of the breathing technique. I don't know, but I hadn't been sick since 2015, and that's pretty great. And I also see great benefits in recovery. And I also see great benefits in preparation for workouts. So the way I use this typically is I will start the day with it. I will wake up and it's one of the first things that I'll do. I'll do the Wim Hof method and then I'll do a little bit of stretching, getting ready, warm up. Then I do my workout. And on the days that I'm not working out in the morning, I pretty much wake up early enough to where I can have 10 or 15 minutes to do this Wim Hof breathing before I start my day. And we're going to go over exactly what the Wim Hof method is and how to do it. Additionally, if you go to the show notes for this episode, I will put some videos in there of this gentleman, Wim Hof himself. That's his name, W-I-M-H-O-F, Wim Hof. And Wim Hof is a very interesting person. I'll put in the show notes, I will put a video that was done by Vice on Wim Hof. That's kind of the way that I learned about him, about this through this documentary that Vice did. And then I'll also put some videos up there where he is showing people how to do his method, or he is actually doing it himself. So you won't be learning from me necessarily, you'll be learning from him. I will outline the way that I do it on this podcast so you can kind of go along with it. But I encourage you to research it a little bit more, watch him do it, listen to him do it and talk about it, and you know, do it like that. He also has an online course that you can take if you're so interested. If you get great benefit out of this like I did and you want to learn more, you can go and take his online course, which is found on his website. So you just Google Wim Hof method and there'll be a place where you can sign up and take an online course. He has an app as well that I use on my phone. It's probably my most used app. I use it every single day that allows you to keep track of your breath retention. So let's just talk about what the Wim Hof method is. And the Wim Hof method is a method of breathing that you are intentionally breathing about 30 or 40 times. Sometimes I'll do it as many as 60 times. But for the most part, let's just say 30 or 40. So let's, for the purposes of this, 30 times when you're first trying this. So what you do is you just get in a very comfortable spot. You can be sitting up, you can be laying down. I like to do it laying down. And I like to do it in a place where I usually put a yoga mat out and something under my head so I'm in a comfortable spot. And you are going to breathe in as deeply as you can. So, and then you're just going to let it go. And you're going to do that 30 times. So breathe in and let it go. Breathe in and let it go 30 times. Okay, so you would do that 30 times. And then on the last one, you're going to breathe in as deeply as you can and you're going to let it go. But as you do that, you are going to hold your breath on the exhale with no air in your lungs. So if you are somebody that swims a lot or dives a lot, you know that, you know, typically you hold your breath, you take a big breath in and then try to hold your breath. This is exactly the opposite. You're going to breathe out all of your air. And because you have super oxygenated your lungs and blood through this 30 breaths that you've taken, you'll find that you can hold your breath quite a long time. And some people longer than others. It doesn't really matter how long you're holding your breath. It's not a contest. You're just doing this as part of this method. So 30 times in, and then on the last one, you do it like this, just in, let it go. And then you're going to hold. So the app, you can use the app to keep track of your retention. So you would hit start there, and then you would just stay in a very relaxed state, not moving. And without breathing in, just lay there and you go into a meditative state. I have tried lots of styles of meditation. I understand the benefits of meditation, but quite honestly, between you and me, I haven't been very good at meditation because my mind starts to wander, and I really have wanted to get the benefits of meditation but had trouble doing it. Upon the first time in trying the Wim Hof method, it happened for me. My mind went clear, my mind went empty, and I was able to really get the benefits that I had heard and read about of meditation. So that was one benefit that made me want to continue to do the Wim Hof method, was that it was basically meditation for me. It was a time that was really quiet. I was really focused. I could clear my head. I could have all the monkey mind chatter stop in my mind, and I could focus on nothing but my breath or nothing but this present moment. So let's go back to exactly how you do the Wim Hof method. So 30 breaths in, you let the last one out, and you hold your breath as long as you're comfortable. When you feel the need to breathe, you're going to breathe in one big time, and you're going to hold that for about 15 to 20 seconds, or when you're comfortable. I sometimes do it longer than that. Then that's one round. So we're going to do three rounds of that. So after you hold your breath for the last time, you let that out, and you go into another round of 30 breaths. So deep in and let it go. Okay. And you do that 30 times. On the last one, you let all the air out and you hold it. On the exhale, when you feel like you need to breathe again, take one big inhale and hold that for 15 to 30 seconds, longer if you want to. And again, you're going to go right back into another round of 30 breaths. So on the last one, you'll let it all out and you'll hold it. On the exhale, when you need to breathe, you'll breathe in and hold it. So now you've done three rounds. So that's basically the Wim Hof method, three rounds of breathing like that. Of course, you can do more, you can do less, but three rounds is kind of what he recommends for a start. Now, to add a twist to this and something that I do every single day, I encourage you to just at some time, just stop and get your maximum number of push-ups that you can do. So you're just breathing normally, maybe it's before the workout or whatever, and just drop down and do as many push-ups as you can. So let's say that you can do 40 push-ups without having to go to your knees or take a break. You'll do the Wim Hof method, three rounds, 30 breaths in, and then one round of 30 breaths in, just like you did before. On the last one, you're going to take a deep breath in and you're going to hold it this time. So we've been holding our breath on the exhale. This time you hold your breath on the inhale and you do as many push-ups as you can with air in your lungs. And I think that you're going to find that you can do more push-ups than you were able to when you were rested. You can also try these push-ups by doing them on the full exhale. And that is also interesting because on the full exhale, you'll also find that you can do more push-ups than you were able to do rested. And I believe that it has a lot to do with how oxygenated you've gotten your blood. And then you can just perform great. But the Wim Hof method has been really important to me. Like I say, I don't know that there's anything, diet, exercise, any sort of habit that I've tried one time and liked it so much that I've kept it going for over 4 years, every single day. This is something that I have done. And you know, like when you take vitamins or something, you're kind of like, man, I think I feel something from this. But for this method, it was immediate. On the first time, I felt an actual physical change in my body. I felt more focused. I felt more relaxed. I got the benefits of meditation. And then as I kept doing it, I noticed performance benefits. And again, sometimes you're kind of like, well, it seems like I lifted a little bit more weight, or it seems like I did that a little bit faster than I normally do, or it seems like my 5K was, you know, a little bit faster. But there's something that we do, or I do quite often, and it's a workout that includes nothing but burpees. So if you're not familiar with a burpee is basically you're standing up, you're going to drop down into a push-up position until your chest touches the ground. And then you're going to get back up. You're going to jump and clap overhead. Okay. So that's a movement that we can do exactly the same way every single time we do it, no matter where we are in the world. Right. So one of my favorite workouts to do is 100 burpees for time. Now, 100 burpees for time is a challenging workout for anybody. You try to do it as fast as you possibly can. And when you do that, you'll notice that some days you do it a little faster than others. And what I do is I mark these results down every single time that I do it on a piece of software called Beyond the Whiteboard. Beyond the Whiteboard allows me to keep track of all of my burpee times. So if I do this workout, let's see, I'm looking at it right now. I do it 15 times. I've got 15 recorded results. One in as back as early as 2014. So in 2014, I was doing 100 burpees at right around 5 minutes and 50 seconds. So at 5 minutes and 50 seconds, doing 100 burpees, that's pretty good. But then I noticed that I did it about 10 other times, and my time was going down gradually. In 2013, my fastest time was 5 minutes and 35 seconds. In 2014, it had gone down just a little bit more. But in 2015, I'm going from 5 minutes and 16 seconds, starting the Wim Hof method right around then. And then I go forward to 2017, and really nothing has changed. My diet hasn't changed. My exercise routine hasn't changed. Everything has kind of stayed the same. And instead of just dropping a few seconds when I redo this workout and do it exactly the same way that I've done it before, all of a sudden, I uncork some sort of performance that blows my mind. I go from 5 minutes and 16 seconds to 4 minutes and 35 seconds. And that is a major deal. That's like the fastest you've ever run a mile is 8 minutes, and you go out and you run a 6.5 minute mile. What happened? What changed? How did that happen? It's possible that it happened, but how? What happened? So in my case, nothing changed except adding the Wim Hof method. And I dropped a bunch of time. And then it wasn't just a one-time occurrence. The next time I did it, I did the 100 burpees in 4 minutes and 27 seconds. And the next time, 4 minutes and 28 seconds. So I've been able to hold on to that performance up to today. And I can only attribute that to adding this Wim Hof method to my daily practice. So not only does the Wim Hof method have benefits in your immune system, which I can kind of tell, but I can't make a direct correlation. I haven't been sick. That's great. I can make a direct correlation to how I feel after I do it and how I'm getting the benefits that I've always read about meditation. I'm calmer. My thoughts are clearer. I just feel great when I have done it. That's great. But then I'm getting this direct correlation between doing the Wim Hof method and my athletic performance. My running's gotten better. I'm lifting heavier weights. I am also able to do something that I can make sure 100% that I'm doing it exactly the same as I did it last time, and I'm doing it faster, and that's the 100 burpees. So the Wim Hof method is something that I really like. It's almost like a secret weapon. It's almost like I don't want to tell everybody, but I'm not competing against anyone really necessarily. I mean, I am when I do the CrossFit Games or something like that, but this is a way that you can unlock a lot of performance, whether that is mental in your thought, or in your stress reduction, or unlocking your body's ability to keep you healthy, or unlocking some athletic performance that potential that maybe you didn't even know you had. Can you run your 5K faster? Can you do 100 burpees faster? Can you do more push-ups? Can you do more pull-ups? Can you get better at CrossFit? Can you get better at your job? You know, can you be a better dad? And all of those things have been benefits of doing this breathing method. So it's one of the things that I like to do. It's one of the ways that I start my day every single day. And if you're interested, go to the show notes, TomRolandPodcast.com. Look up the Wim Hof method, and there will be several videos there for you to see and, you know, judge for yourself. Give it a try. If you like it, keep doing it. If you don't, drop it and find something else. But for me, it has been really, really good. So this is going to be the beginning of a few-part series on breath work. The Wim Hof method opened me up and opened my eyes to the potential of paying attention to your breath and how that can affect you in athletic or other ways. And so I've added some other things and learned some other tactics and techniques through groups like XPT, Laird Hamilton, and Gabby Reese's program. They do a lot of breath work, including the Wim Hof method and many others. And also Seal Fit has taught me a lot about breath and practices and breath work and ways that you can use this in your daily life to simply be better, to perform better. And it's not one of these things. It's kind of like, I wonder if I'm performing better. You know it. But anyway, it works for me. Might work for you too. All right, that's it for today. And if you have questions, comments, email me at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com and let me know. Let me know if you're incorporating the Wim Hof method. Maybe you've been doing it for as long as I have, and you have some stories that you'd like to share too. I'd love to hear them. If you're new to it, I'd also like to hear your thoughts on what you thought after your first time. So send me an email. All right, see you.